I'm John Weber for Best Day Audio Spotlight, and I'm speaking today with Alan Rutkin, an attorney who is a partner in the law firm of Rivkin Radler in Unionville, New York. Alan, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me, John.
Alan, your column talks about the importance of getting to yes. What exactly are you talking about there?
Getting to Yes is a book outlining a roadmap to successful negotiation. The process is used by everyone from international diplomats to lawyers faced with insurance coverage disputes. Anyone who addresses insurance coverage disputes, either on behalf of policyholders or insurers, should read this book.
Now, you're a lawyer. You can litigate. Why negotiate?
You negotiate for two reasons, time and money. Litigation requires both time and money, and conserving these resources is always an advantage. If you can get what you need while expending less time and money, that's a victory.
In a nutshell, what are the principles of getting to yes, then, Alan?
Four things. One, separate people from the problem. Don't get hung up on personalities. Two, focus on interests, not positions. There may be several positions that can give you what you need. Three, invent options for mutual gain. In other words, see if you can find a solution where both sides feel as if they've won. And four, insist on using objective criteria.
So, Alan, are there any limits on this process?
Yes. You always want to think about your best alternative to a negotiated agreement, what the book calls your BATNA. Don't accept an agreement when your alternative is better.
Oh, it's a terrific article, which you can find online at bestreview.com or in the October edition of the magazine. Alan Rutkin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Weber, and this is Best Day Audio Spotlight.